Hey guys, this is Jeannie Falk Jones. I'm the K-State Multi-County Agronomist for Cheyenne, Sherman, and Wallace counties. And my job is to provide research-based information and get it out to you, the farmer. And so I got a call a couple of weeks ago from a student who was wanting to do job shadowing and to learn about what an extension agronomist does. And so I have the student with me, and do you want to introduce yourself?
My name is Briley Aldridge, and I'm a junior at Weskin High School. I called Jeannie because I'm working on an ag project in ag leadership.
Okay, so Briley is thinking about moving into a career path for some type of agriculture, and so we decided to go out and see what an extension agronomist does. And so what did we do today?
Well, the first thing we did, we went and looked at some wheat. Jeannie showed me the growing point on wheat. And we also looked at freeze injury, and then looked at a couple types of different weeds in that same field.
So when we went out to look at the growing point, what did we find? We are looking for, basically, looking for freeze damage on a growing point. Did we find anything that made us concerned?
No, there was no damage to the plant.
So we were seeing a little bit of leaf injury, some cosmetic leaf injury. Does this affect our yields later in the season?
No, it won't affect the yields later in the season.
That's right, because a lot of our leaves at this stage of the game are really going to be the leaves that get sloughed off at the base of those wheat plants. And so from going out and just looking in the field, then we went on and looked at a specific field. What did we go see?
We looked at the plot down by my farms.
That's right. So we have our wheat demonstration plots scattered across northwest Kansas, and one of them is down at Bill and Carl Mai's place. And so we went out. What kind of wheat varieties were we looking at out there?
We looked at red wheat varieties and white wheat varieties.
That's right. And so we really look at varieties that are adapted for our area here in northwest Kansas. We looked at red and at different white varieties because this is our largest demonstration plot with the largest number of white wheat varieties included in it. We also had a chance to stop and visit with a farmer. One of our wheat plot cooperators down there. And so he kind of talked to us a little bit about why they've been doing wheat plots. They've been doing wheat plots with us for over 40 years. And so we were kind of cold and wet from being in the field this morning, and so we came back into the office. And so what did we talk about when we came to the office?
We came back and Jeannie showed me a couple of different ways that she gets information to farmers, whether it's through video or through email or newspaper articles or even this radio station. So that was really interesting.
So we talked about how do we get research-based information into farmers' hands. And so, yes, lots of different ways to do that. And I guess one of our most fun is going to be doing this radio program today. So, okay, so Briley, how do you finish up your job shadowing day? What's the next step? So what do you have to turn in to your ag teacher?
I'm going to go home and write a 3-page report, and I'll present it in class hopefully this next week.
Great deal. So I will keep you guys updated to see how Briley did on her class project and for job shadowing today. If you have any questions about what you're finding out in the field, you can always get a hold of me, Jeannie Falk Jones, at the K-State Experiment Station in Colby or at the Extension offices in Goodland, Sharon Springs, or St. Francis.